You're listening to SBS News.
In March, the federal government announced a wage subsidy package to help employers and employees amid the coronavirus pandemic. The so-called JobKeeper legislation has passed through the Parliament and into law. Under the plan, eligible businesses will receive $1,500 every fortnight for 6 months per employee, which they'll be legally obliged to pass on to their workers. All full-time and part-time employees will be included in the scheme, along with sole traders, casuals with a one-year link to their employer, and New Zealanders on 444 working visas. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says in saving millions of jobs, the package will give people hope.
The JobKeeper package at $130 billion is much more than a material or financial or indeed even a practical boost. The JobKeeper package is a psychological boost for our nation.
Eligible employers will be paid from the 30th of March for a maximum of 6 months. Mr. Frydenberg says the government's stimulus actions are temporary.
We don't want to engage in spending 1 day longer than is absolutely necessary. Our measures have been targeted. Our measures have been proportionate to the challenge we face. Our measures have been scalable, and we have tried at every opportunity to use the existing tax and welfare system, because that way the money can be delivered to Australian households in the most efficient and effective way.
The payments are worth about 70% of the national median wage and are $400 more than the JobSeeker payment. Katie Allen, the federal member for Higgins, says the stimulus package will play a significant role in alleviating the economic impacts of the virus.
It will support 6 million Australians. This is incredibly important if we're going to cushion our economy as we get to the other side of this. I think that Australians are feeling a sense of relief that the government is stepping up to provide them this support.
However, Tony Burke, the manager of opposition business, says some workers will still be stranded.
Businesses will survive that otherwise wouldn't have, and mean that workers keep their relationship with their employer when it otherwise would have been lost. It's because of those best case scenarios that the Minister for Industrial Relations, rather melodramatically the other day, described this as the Dunkirk moment. The challenge in that analogy is that they are still leaving more than a million casuals on the beach.
Labor and the Greens have argued for changes to the scheme to include more casuals and migrants on temporary work visas. However, the legislation passed through the Senate without those amendments. Senator Christina Keneally says it's a shame that healthcare workers on temporary visas will not be able to access financial assistance.
It is grotesque to consider the fact that we are relying on temporary migrant workers to help us through this crisis, but we are not giving them the support that they need to be part of our community and to be included in the measures we are all taking, the extraordinary measures, to keep our community and our economy safe.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the JobSeeker payments will help casual employees.
When you're putting these lifelines in place, you have to draw lines somewhere. And when we drew that line, we knew we could do it, knowing full well that we had already acted to put the JobSeeker safety net in place for those who wouldn't be eligible under the JobKeeper program. So we have put our arms wide out as a government and as a country to support those who have been impacted by the devastating effects of the coronavirus in our economy.
Following Wednesday's emergency session, Parliament isn't scheduled to sit again until August. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.